This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 6:07 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn, and our first story this hour is going to be all about the MyTrace mobile app. So as Malaysia enters a new normal and businesses start to open up shop, the Ministry of Science, Technology and Innovation developed MyTrace to efficiently detect and contain the spread of COVID-19 cases. And the app, in brief, essentially uses Bluetooth technology to track which users have been in contact with other users so that the government in turn can easily trace individuals who need to be tested in the event that there are new chains of infection. And of course, tech is something that governments around the world are employing to effectively contain the pandemic in their own countries. It isn't just contact tracing apps. We're seeing thermal scanners, QR codes, all sorts of innovations that are being put to the test to make this battle more efficient, reliable and accurate. And all of it also aligns with this mantra that experts have adopted, which is to test, trace and isolate. But as with many forms of gadgetry and AI, there are always going to be concerns surrounding privacy, which many of us value, and where the line should be drawn when governments and companies obtain data for the sake of security and public safety. And it's a tough one. I mean, as many people have pointed out, we give our data freely, sometimes without much thought, for things that are far less important. On the other hand, no one likes to think that governments and businesses have more insight into your life, habits and preferences than you're prepared to give. And I also think that public confidence in these things can shift depending on the success stories or otherwise that you see from apps abroad. So if you have questions, now is the time to send them through. You can call 7733 2900. You can WhatsApp 018-789-8899 and tweet us at BFM Radio, because joining us on the line now to talk about MyTrace is YB Khairi Jamaluddin, Minister of Science, Technology and Innovation. YB, thank you so much for taking the time.
You're welcome, Lynn.
So, I gave a very brief introduction, but I think you'd be better placed to do it. Can you tell us about the MyTrace app and how exactly it works?
That was actually a perfect introduction, but now that you've asked me, MyTrace is a contact tracing application that has been developed by the government of Malaysia. And as you said, it uses the Bluetooth technology in your smartphones, where devices which have downloaded MyTrace will exchange proximity information whenever that app detects another device with MyTrace nearby. And once this information has been shared, it stays on your phone for 21 days. So how this works is that if somebody is goes in for a COVID-19 test and is found to be positive, then the Ministry of Health will ask whether or not he or she is a MyTrace user. If they answer in the affirmative, then the Ministry of Health will ask for the app to be accessed, and there will be a log in there showing all the unique user ID and the phone numbers of people who have been in close proximity with the COVID-positive patient. Then the Ministry of Health, as the back-end user of MyTrace, will contact everybody on that list and say, look, you've been in close contact with somebody who's just tested positive for COVID-19. Please either do your self-health assessment or come in for a test. And that's really how it works.
And so that is very much from the information that is on the back end. But for a user, then, if I were to start using the app, can you maybe take us through the process of what I would need to give, how it would work, what I would see?
So you'd download the app, and you'd use your one-time password, OTP, that comes up the moment you open the app, and that's it. And if you have an Android phone, then we will ask you to switch on your Bluetooth, and it actually for Android phones, you have to click on the location permission as well, but we don't take any location information. It's just a feature of the Android phone. For iOS, only the Bluetooth function needs to be enabled. Once you switch it on, that's it. you can forget about it as long as your Bluetooth is on. But if you switch your Bluetooth off, if you want to go home and switch your Bluetooth off, then you switch it on again and make sure the app is active when you go out again. And that's all. It doesn't, unlike My Sejahtera, which is our sister app that gives you information about COVID data and also allows you to do the self-health assessment. MyTrace is an app that works in the background and that just works silently collecting data of people that you've been in close contact with. That data is anonymized. We don't have anybody's name. It's kept on your phone and it's only used if you test positive for COVID-19.
And before we get into more issues surrounding that data and privacy, because I think people do have concerns, is this going to be available across all the different phone models and operating systems?
Yes. So currently it's available on the Google Play Store for Android. We've submitted for the Apple App Store last week, so it should be ready soon. However, I must add a caveat that at the moment, for apps like this, whether it's MyTrace in Malaysia or Trace Together in Singapore, there is a feature in the iOS version that only allows the app to be effective when it's in the foreground. So the moment you put up another app, so say, for instance, you want to start messaging somebody on WhatsApp and MyTrace goes to the background, it stops working. So that's the problem that we've been having with Apple. And I've been told that Apple have announced that they're working together with Google to improve the exposure notification API using Bluetooth. So hopefully this issue will also be fixed where Apple users will not need to have this app on the foreground. By the way, for Malaysia, about 80% of our smartphone users are on Android. Mm. So for the time being, I'd urge Android users, all of us, to download the app, and of course the iOS users later once it's available on the Apple App Store.
Just very briefly, we do have a question from Nabil Ali who wants to know, how frequently does it give COVID-19 related updates and news?
So MyTrace does not give any updates. That's My Sejahtera. We wanted to keep MyTrace as light as possible. We want to keep it as minimalist as possible. It uses a Bluetooth feature that consumes minimal battery power, the Bluetooth Low Energy BLE. So everything else is through My Sejahtera. MyTrace is a sister app that needs to be used for contact tracing. My Sejahtera does not do that. So for us to make sure we can contribute towards contact tracing, just in case any of us test positive for COVID-19, we have to download MyTrace.
On the line with us today, we have YB Khairi Jamaluddin, Minister of Science, Technology and Innovation, talking about MyTrace. If you have any questions for YB directly about how the app works, about any questions you might have, you know, any curiosities, any worries, you can call us at 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio. We'll be right back. This is the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Banish fraudulent manoeuvres. BFM 89.9.
It is 6:17. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn. And on the line with us today, we have YB Khairi Jamaluddin, Minister of Science, Technology and Innovation, talking to us about MyTrace. YB, thank you very much for holding. So a couple of questions that have come through from listeners, which, by the way, you can continue to send in. You can WhatsApp 018-789-8899 and tweet us at BFM Radio. So firstly, Xiao wants to know, the app should at least indicate that there are nearby users. Right now, I don't know if the app is working as it should. Thanks. How would you respond?
Yeah, so that's a feature that we will include once we make an upgrade. We wanted to make sure that it was operating well, and the app has been operating well. I think the success rate upon downloading from Google Play Store has been very, very high. So in the next upgrade, we will include the counter. So you will essentially, with the counter, know how many other people with MyTrace you've encountered or had close contact with in a day.
And on that note about close contact, Dr. B.C. Tay wants to know, if I use MyTrace, what if I eventually drive by someone who was eventually diagnosed as positive for COVID-19? And I suppose the concern here is about what constitutes being in the same space.
Right. So that's a great question. So basically, using the Bluetooth signals, you have to. What we use is the relative signal strength indicator. So our simulation has shown that you have to be in a stationary position within less than 10 meters with somebody for that relative signal strength indicator to pick up. And that will give you the time of encounter and, of course, the unique user ID of somebody who's been around you. So if you're essentially driving past somebody, then it probably won't pick up. But if you are in, you know, within sort of 5 to 10 meters, and you were you were there with them over a period of time in which the RSSI of the Bluetooth can be picked up, then of course you will be in the log of that person.
So our colleagues in the morning actually ran a poll asking people if they would download a contact tracing app, and more than half of those who participated said that they wouldn't, citing privacy concerns, which I'm sure you've heard quite often as well. What would you say to Malaysians who do feel this way? How would you allay their fears?
Well, first of all, we will be publishing the source code so that it will be open for people to have a look to make sure that you know, we're not storing your name, we're not storing your geolocation, so that we want to be as transparent about this as possible. So we should be publishing that soon, so that at least those who are technically inclined can make sure that the codes will confirm that what I'm saying. Secondly, when you publish on Google and Apple as well, and you want to participate in the Google and Apple announcement that they're working together on the exposure notification, they are quite strict with Bluetooth technologies that use their API for this kind of technology. They want to make sure that the information that is kept about the people that you've come into close contact with is not centralized on any government server, that it is decentralized on the user's phone. That means whoever you've been in close contact with, Lynn, if you have a phone, I can't access that unless you give me permission to do so at the point of you being tested. That's the decision that I took when we were developing this, that nothing is to be centralized. It has to be decentralized on the user's phone to give comfort for people that we are respecting their privacy. And this technology, or this Bluetooth app for contact tracing, is being used by other countries as well. Australia, the UK, Norway, they're all using the Bluetooth app for contact tracing because it has features which the QR code system doesn't take into consideration. So as you know, that a lot of shops right now are putting up QR codes, so you scan it before you go in. We support that. Any extra measure to help with contact tracing is great. But with QR codes, you essentially give your information and your location, where you've been, which shop you've been in. Yeah. So that information is more than what we take for MyTrace. And with a QR code, you can enter a shop and somebody else can enter a shop and you can be, you know, quite far apart from them, but you will appear in case that person has been tested positive. And with the QR code, once you leave that shop, you cannot continue to trace. So if you've left that shop and you bump into somebody in the corridor of the shopping mall in which that shop was in, then it doesn't track your close contact there.
So Kenny says, for MyTrace to work, we have to turn on the system to collect data, alert us when our close contacts have been tested positive. And that means if I don't turn it on now, there won't be data for MyTrace to use in later days. How do you ensure that we are all going to use it? Will you make it a requirement for the next MCO?
Well, this is a philosophical question that we've been having because it's one thing forcing people to use the app, and it's another thing to try to build community spirit and voluntarily get people to use the app. If we force people to use the app, then I think the concerns over privacy will be exacerbated. You know, the government is forcing us to download the app. You know, God knows what insidious plans that they're having with this app. That's the thinking behind forced adoption of technology and applications in your smartphones. What we've decided is a more voluntary approach, and we're rolling out a communications campaign for people to be part of the MyTrace community, saying that downloading this app and making sure that it's active active and being used actually contributes towards breaking the chain of infection. So, you know, spread the app, don't spread the virus, that kind of message that other countries have been using as well. I think that makes for a much more positive adoption rate than forcing people. In India, they have a Bluetooth app as well. Some states in India have mandated by law that they must download this. So it's very coercive. And if you don't download this, you get fined. So it's a philosophical approach. We've decided on a decentralized approach where information is kept on the phone, not centralized server. And we want to build a voluntary community movement that can contribute by downloading and using MyTrace.
Briefly, Azril wants to know whether it's possible for employers to extract employee travel history or health status data collected in MySajatra, because this would reduce redundancy and help employers plan better action.
MyTrace or MySajatra?
Well, Azril's question is MySajatra, but I reckon that it would, yeah.
No, because as long as you don't give permission for people to access the log on your phone, then no one can.
Chiangping wants to know, what is the margin of error for the GPS signal?
The Bluetooth
signal. Bluetooth signal, yes. I think that's what they meant.
I think that was a trick question to see whether or not I said yes, the GPS signal. We're not collecting any GPS signal. I can't give you the exact percentage, but based on our simulation, it's highly accurate.
So this is a question from quite a few listeners, and I think you touched on this earlier in terms of wanting the app to be as light as possible. Right, but right now we do have MyTrace, MySajatra, Grab Malaysia, Sri Lanka, and that's quite a number of different apps with different purposes, admittedly, but all geared towards COVID-19. Is there any reason that we haven't chosen to streamline some of these platforms at least?
Yeah, we thought about it, and I had a meeting about more than a month ago with the people developing MySajatra and also the Multimedia and Communications Commission. We looked at it, but they serve different purposes. MySajatra and MyTrace are back-ended by the Ministry of Health. Gerak Malaysia, as you know, is an application where you need to submit to the police if you want to travel, interstate travel and things like that. And you're right. We wanted to keep MyTrace as light as possible. We didn't want the app to be too heavy. Even at the moment, we find that the app is a little bit heavy in terms of the space required for you to download and keep it. So we're trying to, in the next version, we're trying to keep it as light as possible. There is an issue about multiple apps that we have to continue to explain, but we want to keep it light. Right now, MyTrace consumes about 31 megabytes of space. We're trying to lower this to a single digit for the next update. And I mean, even in Singapore has three different apps. They have Trace Together, they have SwiftMed for the armed forces, they have Safe Together for immigrants. So, you know, I mean, I think there is virtue in trying to simplify and streamline things. But when it's necessary and when it's fit for purpose, I think you need to develop an app that can stand on its own. And one last point, we want to make sure that MyTrace doesn't take location data. If we merged it with Gerak Malaysia, for instance, which takes location data, then we would violate what I mentioned earlier, the decision that we made to make sure that this contact tracing app does not take your location data.
And, you know, the WHO, of course, stated a few days ago that contact tracing apps cannot replace old-fashioned boots-on-the-ground surveillance methods in curbing the spread of disease. How is the Malaysian government combining both methods for hopefully the best results?
100% agreed. When we developed this app, it was meant to augment and complement and support the boots on the ground contact tracing questions that our frontline healthcare heroes are asking every single COVID positive patient. Who have you been in touch with? When were you here? Who else can you remember was in your vicinity? MyTrace adds to that. Look, if we can find even one, two, three other people who the COVID positive patient may not have known was around them, then we would have contributed towards contact tracing. And it's the same with the others. It's the same with your QR codes. You know, if you decide to scan your QR code, you go to Kopitiam Makcik Kia, and that also throws up 2-3 more people that maybe are missed by the physical and verbal questionnaire that the Ministry of Health personnel are asking you, then we would contribute towards contact tracing. Every little bit helps.
And finally, I think you might maybe have anticipated that this is a question we would ask you. It is the biggest headline of the day. It is on everybody's minds. Sorry to pivot to politics, but what are your thoughts on the Speaker's decision to table the motion of no confidence against Prime Minister Tan Sri Muhyiddin?
Well, you know, the Speaker is has to act fairly. He has to show that he's impartial. And, you know, in his wisdom, he has decided to accept that motion that has been proposed by the member from Langkawi, Tun Dr. Mahathir Mohamad. And we'll see how it goes in Parliament on the 18th of May.
All right. And to circle it back to why we called you in originally, thank you for allowing us the detour. So what message would you like to leave us with on the subject of MyTrace?
The assurance that I want to give Malaysians is that we are not collecting any data that identifies your name. It's anonymized. It's kept on your phone, and the phones of people using MyTrace can only be accessed with your consent, so we can send a message to people who have been around you just in case you test positive for COVID-19. I urge Malaysians to voluntarily download MyTrace, currently available on Google Play Store, soon to be available on Apple App Store, and join the MyTrace community. By using MyTrace, we can break the chain of infection. And this is an app and technology that's being used all around the world. We've decided that the Bluetooth technology is the most effective, the cleanest, the lightest, and the technology best to protect your privacy.
YB, thank you very much for speaking with us.
Thank you, Lynn.
That was YB Khairi Jamaluddin, Minister of Science, Technology and Innovation, of course MP for Rimbau as well, speaking to us about the MyTrace app. And in a related conversation earlier today, The Morning Run spoke with Benjamin Cowling, who's the Professor of Infectious Disease Epidemiology from the University of Hong Kong, on contact tracing. He discussed the World Health Organization statement that contact tracing apps cannot replace old-fashioned interviews and surveillance in getting ahead of the COVID-19 pandemic, which we spoke about. You can download that podcast by searching for the title Contact Tracing Apps versus Boots on the Ground. This is the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.